Dr. Pinsky dictating part two of a mail IME that I started earlier today on William Gelschter, G-E-L-S-L-E-I-C-H-T-E-R. According to the prior records provided, Mr. Gelschter was seen at Shore Urgent Care on 3/30/15. Period, he had a sore throat for 2 months after antibiotic treatment and then had been on medication for thrush. Period. He followed up with nurse practitioner Jones on 4/9/15. But at that time, he had a chief complaint of neck and bilateral shoulder pain and was there for medication management. Period. He related that his pain began in 1999 with no motor vehicle accident or work-related injury. Period. He was seeing Dr. Gian Porcaro and Dr. Piccone, P-I-C-C-O-N-E, for 3 years, who sent him to this practice. Period. He had already tried physical therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic, NSAIDs, TENS, triggers, interventional spine injections years ago, and pain management with relief of the pain. Period. She noted a cervical spine MRI from 11/18/13. Period. This showed a C3-4 herniation on the right, C4-5 mild bulge, and C5-6 herniation. Period. These all impinged upon the thecal sac, bulging and canal narrowing. Period. She diagnosed cervical intervertebral disc degeneration, brachial neuritis, cervicalgia, cervical intervertebral disc displacement without myelopathy, long-term use of other medications, and chronic pain. Period. She continued him on oxycodone 10/325, one pill 3 times per day with no refills. Period. He then related he was not open to seeing a chiropractor, a neurosurgeon, or having an epidural steroid injection. Period. On 2/4/15, she renewed his Ambien and with refills. Period. He continued to be seen by Ms. Jones through 7/22/15. Period. She once again continued him on Percocet. Period. His last documented visit with Ms. Jones was on 8/7/18. Period. He had a chief complaint of neck and bilateral shoulder pain and foot pain and numbness in the right foot with numbness. Period. He reports 60-70% pain relief for 5 to 6 hours on medications. Period. He again related the same onset of symptoms in 1999. Period. His medications were renewed in terms of Percocet, period. Oxycontin was not covered, period. His Lyrica was also renewed, period. Additional diagnoses were rendered, including insomnia, degenerative joint disease of the foot and ankle, neuroma, and capsulitis. Period. New paragraph on 7/14/16. He underwent chest X-ray that showed no acute pulmonary disease. Period. There was no interval change compared to a study of 1/19/50. Period. This is clearly a typographical error since his date of birth was 2/15/1968. Period. He continued to receive medication management from Ms. Jones over the ensuing months and years, running through running through 10/31/19, when his symptoms persisted in his neck and feet. Period. He also had symptoms in his arms. Period. His diagnoses remained the same. Period. She refilled his Percocet, and he was to return for a follow-up. Period. That visit with Ms. Costin occurred on 11/26/19, when he complained of pain in his left shoulder, left elbow, and both feet. Period. He again related only 60% relief from pain medication for about 5 to 6 hours. Period. He related having undergone surgery at Cooper on 9/4/19 for Peyronie's disease. Period. She refilled his Percocet prescription again. Period. New paragraph on 9/27/17. He underwent a chest X-ray compared to a study of 7/14/16 to be inserted here. Period. A CAT scan of the chest was done on 10/11/17 to be inserted. Period. Another chest X-ray was done on 6/5/18 to be inserted. Period. X-rays of both ankles were done on 9/19/18 to be inserted. Period. He had X-rays of both feet that same day to be inserted. Period. He also had X-rays of the left knee done on that occasion. Period. E paragraph. He was seen by an oncologist named Dr. Ajay, A-J-A-Y, on 9/19/17. Period. He referenced the petitioner's laboratory studies. Period. This included leukocytosis. Period. This doctor recommended chest X-ray as well as a CAT scan of the chest with contrast to evaluate ongoing cough and night sweats. Period. Ultrasound of the abdomen would be done to evaluate for splenomegaly. Period. Next section, impressions on 12/1/19. William Gelschleiter claims to have slipped and fallen on the floor at work. Period. He was initiated on conservative care. Period. On 12/31/19, he fell at home, re-injuring himself. Period. He reported injuring virtually his entire musculoskeletal system. Period. He was treated extensively with various modalities and medications, as well as epidural injections. Period. These were superimposed upon a prior protracted course of treatment after the onset of symptoms in his neck in 1999. Period. At that time, he was already diagnosed with a herniated disc and accepted several epidural injections. Period. Diagnostic studies done after the subject event do not appear to have identified a substantial objective progression for the worse to a material degree. Period. He was seen by a pain specialist named Dr. Korda. but he also was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Mitchell. He noted the incongruity of the petitioner's subjective complaints compared to objective clinical findings. Period. Nevertheless, additional treatment was rendered. Paired in the paragraph, the current exam found he had full range of motion of the upper and lower extremities. Period. He had variable mobility about the cervical and lumbar spines. Paired provocative maneuvers in those regions were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. But he was also neurologically intact. Paired new paragraph, I will offer percentages of permanency to his claimed body areas that were injured. Paired these include his low back, comma, head, comma, neck, comma, and that should cover it, period, end.